Hello.
Good morning. My name is Jean. I'm calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance.
How you
Are
doing?
you in need, good morning, of roadside assistance?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna need your policy number.
You need everything that I probably don't have with me, boss man.
Oh, you don't have, have you used roadside before?
Tell me. I guess I may have. Yeah, I might be got my phone. I do have my phone. I think I might have my phone. I haven't used roadside assistance before. I just really actually got this policy.
What day
But I do know that I have roadside assistance,
did you get
Oh,
filed?
my man. My man. I'm pretty sure it was in here somewhere, though. Give me a second. Is there any other information I gave you besides my policy number, sir?
Let's see. It asked for the VIN number. You had a VIN number for the car?
Oh, hold up. I got my insurance card. I do have my fucking insurance card. No, that's my health insurance. Damn. Hold up. Wait a minute. Department of Treasury, isn't it? Hold on. I know it's there. I just saw it. Just think, please, just think. Still looking. I'm pretty sure it's in here somewhere. I'm definitely sure it's in here somewhere.
You say you used roadside before?
No, sir, I haven't. I have, but I did with another vehicle on a different policy. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. Somewhere. Oh, I didn't take that shit up. Okay. So all my insurance information is definitely at home on my dresser.
You don't have a vehicle VIN number?
Sure, I do. It's somewhere on the car. I'm in the car. I'm definitely in the car.
It's in the windshield, usually.
That's not the hardest. I mean, that's not the easiest thing to read at nighttime, but I'm going to try. Let's see what we can
do. What about it might be inside the door?
Might be inside the door as well. That's what I was going to look for. Mm-hmm. And I think I have it. I think it is 2G.
2G.
1.
Mm-hmm.
W. T. 58. K as in kite. 6813278 07.
Okay.
Sound about right?
Yes, it is. For security reasons, please give me the mailing address of your policy.
Say that again.
What's your mailing address for this policy?
7001 Bailey Street,
mm-hmm.
Columbia, South Carolina, 29203.
Are you calling about the 2008 Chevrolet Impala?
Yes, sir.
What color is it?
That'll be burgundy.
Okay. And what's wrong with your vehicle?
All four tires are flat.
Huh?
I say all four tires are flat.
All four tires are flat.
Yes, sir.
So, do you know what happened?
Yes, sir. I think I hit a pothole in the road, and it caused one tire to become flat, and that led me into like a median in the middle of the road, in which I ran over with the rest of the three tires.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to order a flatbed towing for you. Your car will shift out of a park. So they can put it on the tow truck, right?
Yes, sir. I'm pretty much leave the key here in the ignition for the simple fact nobody can steal it and take it anywhere.
Okay. The key's gonna be left in the ignition.
Yeah.
So when you do that, now you going to?
I'm finna catch a ride home. Yeah, I'm definitely finna catch a ride home. I'm trying to make it to work, to be exact.
Okay, you acknowledge and agree that the vehicle is being left unattended, and then you waive all liability.
Say that again.
Let's see. I'm going to reread it to you.
Mm-hmm.
It says, you acknowledge and agree that the vehicle is being left unattended, and you waive all your liability. So you leave the car unattended.
Time out. When it says waive all liability,
that means somebody come and do something to the car, they're not responsible because you left.
I got you on that part, but what about after he come and get my car? Then who's responsible?
It says
waive all liability. You heard what it said? It says waive all liability.
Because you left it unattended.
Yeah.
So,
I don't want to waive all liability because I left unattended. However, you find my car, that's okay with me. Mm-hmm. But anything that he does after he gets it on the back of his tow truck, that's on him. I got pictures of my car right now, all four sides, all four wheels, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm definitely not going to waive my rights for that. No, that's not going to work.
So you can't leave it unattended then?
Okay, I will not leave it unattended. I'll be here when he comes to pick it up.
Okay, so to give me the address.
It's parked right in front of the UPS store on Broad Street and Sumner.
Oh, okay, that's good. Let me find this address.
Just saying, bro.
Okay.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. So you still not? Are you gonna need to ride then in a tow truck?
Am I gonna need my ride in a tow truck? No, no, I don't want to ride them.
Okay. So the address you said now is you said you're in front of what store?
The UPS store on Broad Street and something.
UPS. Chick-fil-A. Huh?
Chick-fil-A cookout. I mean, like. The McAllisters.
I'm gonna find a UPS store in on Broadway.
No, on Broad Street.
Oh, Broad Street. And what city is this in?
Sumter, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Sumter, South Carolina. Oh, yes.
Sumter, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Yeah, there you go.
Okay. So they say the address for that is 1165 Broad Street, Sumter, South Carolina. That's the UPS store.
Okay. Like, I can't say yes, I can't say no. I don't see any numbers where I'm sitting.
Mm-hmm. So. But we got to be 100% sure now because we got to send a tow truck out there and I want them to the wrong place.
Oh, man. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds. Walk up on the door and see what the address is. Shit! Hold on to you, man. No address. Oh, yeah. 1165, 1165.
Mm-hmm. Broad Street.
Broad Street. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Now, the next question is, where are you going to tow your vehicle to?
Well, I put the address on the little application that I filled out, but it is 228 Auburn Lee Drive, Hopkins, South Carolina. Do you have that? 228 Auburn, A-U-B-U-R-N, Lee?
Drive.
Yep.
You say that's in the city of Hopkins.
Hopkins, South Carolina, 29061.
Okay. Is this at a Hopkins?
Yes, sir, it is.
I'm mapping this for the tow truck. Give me 1 minute. Oh, my goodness. They said that your benefit covers, you get 15 miles of towing, but it's 31 miles from where you are to this location. So you're going to be charged for 16 miles.
Which is going to cost me how much?
I don't know. What I have to do is call. Find out. I'll let you know how much they're gonna charge for you for additional 16 miles. So, but your insurance now covers up to 15 miles of towing. Now, this is 31 miles away.
Damn. That's crazy as shit.
So So you want me to call and see?
Yeah, man, we got to get him here. I mean, like, shit, it's gonna cost me more to get the tow by myself. Yeah, definitely come here.
Unless you want to tow somewhere closer.
Bro, I needed to get towed where I told you to, and I need to get towed there right now. I'm trying to make it to work, and I'm trying to stay here with this car. I need you to process the information I just told you to put in, my guy.
Okay, so what I'm about to do is contact providers, and I'll call you back with the price of how much they're going to
pay. All right, appreciate it, my guy.
You're welcome.
Yeah.